fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the second day of February, year of the Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. It's even legal to do the Pledge of Allegiance in Hollywood, believe it or not. Truly, it is. That's how we start our days. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day, I give this a lot because it's so important. It has such a dramatic effect on our country. That would be cancer. The prepper tip of the day is to read the book titled World Without Cancer. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. The protocols for how to not get cancer, which I do every day and have been doing for well more than 20 years, are right there in the book. You need to read the book. All right. We have patient waiting green room, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including our favorite, which is the Ready Pure countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Yeah, we've had nasty weather here for the last week, and I think it's affecting the communications lines. I had trouble getting in. I'm sorry I was a little late.
Well, we got you here on time, actually, so that worked out okay. Well, Kirk, as I've said many times for about two years or so, maybe going on 3 years, actually, I guess it is about 3 years since COVID became a factor to deal with, it seems like we're in a never-ending Twilight Zone episode, doesn't it, sir?
No question. You know, I heard on a podcast yesterday that Biden has announced that he's going to end the emergency of the COVID sometime in May.
Right.
I thought that was a little odd. Did you hear that same podcast?
I didn't hear a podcast, but I read about it. It was supposed to happen May the 11th, I believe.
Right.
There was no COVID pandemic. The whole thing was a farce, a make-believe pandemic. It killed 0.3% of the people that got it. For almost everybody that died from COVID, as opposed to the improper treatment from the hospitals, was within a year of death anyway. But the real deaths attributed to COVID were actually a consequence of ivermectin and ventilators and not doing what should have been done to help these patients. It's a sad situation, and it continues to this day, doesn't it?
It is. I mean, the worst part of it is that people don't have a clue as to what the real truth is. And in fact, I've come to the belief that many people just, they're not able to make logical conclusions anymore. You know, they're not able to string together different events and, you know, connect the dots of things that happen. Things to many people seem, you know, extraneous and disconnected, when in fact, everything is part of, you know, an overall program. But, you know, most people just can't see it. It's a shame, because once you understand the truth and begin to see the truth for what it is, you're able then to take positive action. You know, before that, you're kind of tossed, you know, to and fro with a lot of indecision, not sure which way to go, and, you know, don't understand, you know, how things are progressing.
And I was had a lengthy conversation with a gentleman. He was the headmaster of a private Christian school, I think it was 1 through 8 or K through 8. He says, John, we spend much of our time attempting, the operative word being attempting, to teach these children how to use logic in their thinking.
Right. And that's a rare thing these days.
Apparently it is. You got a question or comment? We do open lines at 512-248-8252.
I just got a message from Kathy that because of the sale price and the Groundhog Day special, by the way, congratulations. Is it Puxtehani, Pennsylvania? I think that's where.
Something like that.
I think that's where Phil is. Phil the Groundhog? What do they call him? It's not Groundhog Phil. It's Puxtehani Phil. There we go.
Something like that.
Anyway, we've got a big special. The Ready Pure today, plus shipping and tax, is $295, which is a tremendous, tremendous value. That's with the Liberty Man $100 discount and the additional 15% that we're giving for Groundhog Day. So we like to say, go for it.
Absolutely. Well,
do you get it?
Absolutely. Go for it. Yeah, got it. Well, since I started selling product myself, I've come to learn that people love sales. They love specials. They love coupon codes. It's just the nature of people liking these kinds of things.
I know, that's, I do.
Right. So that's good.
Black Friday is a big day around here, I'll tell you. I buy most of my equipment on Black Friday.
If you can, absolutely go for it. Yeah. Well, we're into the second month of 2023. Rumors and the discussion about who will and who will not be presidential candidates is starting to heat up, as I expect it would. Donald Trump has already announced he's running for president, and he's doing his usual Trump things. And the Democrats are scrambling to figure out who they're going to have, aren't they?
It's a weird, weird scenario, you know, at this point, you know, because of the results of the last two elections and the shenanigans, you know, that clearly have gone on there. It really kind of taints the whole thing, you know, and I think that's the intent. You know, I think that's what they want. They want people to say, hey, you know, this thing is kind of idiotic and doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And if that's the case, they're winning. You know, I just because they're evil and wicked doesn't mean they're not smart. And I think that, you know, from a psychological standpoint and a programming standpoint, I think they're right on target. And that's really what we have to fight against, you know, is the information.
Absolutely. Well, I was, past tense, a really big supporter of Donald Trump. And I got the name of the groundhog,
Puxtehani.
Puxtehani.
Yeah, it's an Indian name, yeah.
Yeah.
Another scam, unfortunately.
Puxtehani. There's no H. It's Puxtehani.
Oh, Puxtehani. Okay.
Puxtehani. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Well, we've got nearly 2 years of listening to all this presidential election stuff. On one hand, on the other, our opposition, who I call the Socialist, Communist, Democrats, Muslims, their focus for decades has been local, state, and elections, city council, and these school boards, county elections. They've been focusing on those for decades, while most of us conservatives have been busy with our lives, our careers, our families, and ignoring those very important elections and very important positions, to the point where we have school boards that think it's just dandy to let teenage boys go into the girls' locker room. It's certainly got away from us, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's a sad situation, that's for sure. And I see it here, you know, even in our small community. You know, the infiltration, you know, into the education system that started 50 years ago has really, really turned out quite a product. And
absolutely.
Well, I don't know what the solution is to, you know, to turn it around. But, you know, we keep fighting nonetheless, and we keep informing people, and we keep trying to move forward. And, you know, we'll have to see what the year here brings.
Well, the solution is to be active at the county level. And the county sheriff is incredibly important. When was the last time you had coffee with your county sheriff?
Yeah, we talked about this before. I'm not sure that he and I would get along. I think we have many different viewpoints. Well, and I've seen him occasionally, you know, in the few local, you know, eating spots that we have. And, you know, my take on it is that, you know, a lot of these small towns are pretty infested with, you know, various things that are going on that are not above board. And I kind of sense, you know, my inner New York City street sense tells me that that's happening full blown here, you know, kind of like a Boss Hogg scenario.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. If that's true, it's unfortunate, but trust your instinct. But I want to encourage all our listeners to make sure that their sheriff is a Constitution-believing, Constitution-supporting sheriff. And if for whatever reason he or she is not, to work to find a qualified candidate that would support the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. We've got more than 3,300 counties in this country. The majority of them still have an elected sheriff. There's a growing number that don't, and that's very unfortunate. But anything you can do to make sure you've got a Constitution-believing sheriff will help, won't it, Kirk?
Absolutely. And no question about that. I mean, there's some fantastic counties out there and some great sheriffs that are, as you say, very liberty, you know, minded, and they do well. And there's been many instances that we've seen in the news where those sheriffs have actually stood up, you know, and fought back against, you know, the intrusion, whatever it might be. And it's wonderful, you know, to be in one of those communities for sure. And there's a lot of those communities in Florida. You know, I speak with Floridians every week. We have many, many, many hundreds of clients in Florida, and you know, the prospects down there for business, for other issues, are really moving fairly smoothly compared to much of the rest of the country. I mean, I know you live in Missouri, which is another fantastic state, if you can get out of the big cities. And I know you enjoy that, you know, down where you are, for sure. It's a great place to be.
Absolutely. Well, on the second day of February 1968, I got my first night's sleep since the 29th of January 1968, because the Tet Offensive had slowed down enough that I could actually get some sleep. I'll tell you, Kirk, going 3 days with no sleep will be an experience you'll never forget, sir.
Oh, I bet. I haven't done 2 days without sleep since I was in the Army. It's right. A long time ago, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
No, 45 years ago. There we go.
Yep. So the Tet Offensive changed my life forever. I became a prepper that fall, the fall of 1967.
I bet.
And when I learned within, I got to Vietnam the first week of September 1967. Before that week was over, I was being told by the men I worked with in military intelligence that there was going to be a major enemy offensive during the Chinese New Year celebration called Tet. So I had all those months to prepare for it, to learn what was going on, and get ready for it. It's been a part of my life ever since. So it's what people have different wake-up calls. For many people across the country, 9/11/01 was their wake-up call to be a prepper, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, before that was the Y2K, and which kind of, you know, was a nothing burger. But I think that, you know, you study history and you find out that some of these events, you know, really are the tipping point or the precipice, you know, for as you say, change. And no question about it. Yep. And better to be prepared and not need it than to need it and not be prepared, you know, for sure. Because then you're forced to, you know, react instead of respond.
Absolutely. Well, what's one of the main issues that you're concerned about right now, Kirk?
I think for me, it's definitely the financial control and the easy swing now, you know, to the social score, which is going to happen, you know, through the digital. I think, you know, we have so much digital going on right now that most people won't even feel the transition, you know, when it happens. The problem is that, you know, then you lose complete control of all your finances because they're able then to dictate, you know, how much credits you have, how much, what your credits are worth, where you can spend your credits, you know, how you can travel, you know, through your electronic automobile. All of these things, you know, snap into place. And we totally give up our personal freedom. And a lot of people won't feel the difference because, you know, like I always say, I mean, most people are asleep and they're simply living in a response, you know, in a reactionary situation. And those reactions are being controlled, you know, by the mainstream media and by the big tech. And it's just really kind of a shame. But those of us that are not, that are kind of awake, you know, not woke, but awake, we're able to see what's coming and hopefully we can prepare, you know, against it and try to, you know, take those dollars and turn them into hard goods that that we could use, you know, not only to live nicely, but, you know, trade if we have to in a shutdown scenario. I think that's the best pathway. So if I had to decide which to be, I mean, two things would be obviously the health scenario, what's happening there, you know, the bioinfection, how that's working, all those elements, you know, it transitions into the food supply. It transitions into, you know, the drugs, you know, the drug dealers, what we call big pharma. And then, of course, you know, the banking cartel. You know, you talked a little bit in the beginning. I heard pieces of it about Ed Griffin. What a tremendous, you know, speaker and thought leader, you know, he is. And he really makes it pretty clear that that financial grip, you know, is one of the big things that we're all fighting against. For sure.
Absolutely. Well,
that's my short answer.
I've been promised a slot to be a speaker at Ed Griffin's next Red Pill University event, which will be in a few months. They have not yet determined the venue yet, but once that venue has been determined, the date, the time, the location, everything, we'll publish that here at my website. Yeah, I've been a big fan of Ed Griffin for years and years. He's done a lot for this country, hasn't he?
Tremendous speaker. And I had the chance to attend one of his events a long time ago, one of his speaking engagements that I was at with some other friends in Long Island, New York. And maybe you know Ed McManus, who was there.
Oh, yeah.
Who we were close with at the time.
Right.
And, you know, through that association. And it was just a very, very interesting. I mean, it really woke me up to a lot of things, not the least of which was, you know, of course, the finance. And, you know, with the Federal Reserve. And then, of course, you know, as you mentioned, you know, World Without Cancer? That the actual
World Without Cancer is a book, right? I was promoting, right?
Right. Tremendous.
Yeah. I've interviewed Ed on the show before. Yeah. When I was approached by the John Birch Society to work for them as a representative at one point.
Right.
And I, every time that, their people came to town, I was the MC who introduced them to the audience.
Oh,
so
great.
Yeah, that was, they're great people. They've done great work for decades also. And, yes. So, I want to keep emphasizing to get active at the local level. Every county in the United States has there may be some film, a Republican Central Committee, and you really need to see if they got open spots and need to be filled up. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most...
We are back. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods. Disregard. This hour is sponsored by Water Evolution, manufacturing the complete line of water filters, including the Ready Pure countertop water filter, and everything all the way up to a whole house filter. And if you want water that's not only clean and pure, but also healthy, these are the filters you want. Right, Kirk?
Yeah, no question. I mean, we have a number of mechanical devices that we've developed here at Water Revolution, which actually create a micro-clustered and organically structured water, which has an energy vibrancy much different than what you would find either out of the tap or direct out of the well. You know, it was designed to create a water that's akin to what you would find in a fast-moving stream. And it does just that. I mean, we've got a buildup now of about 700 different health professionals that use our equipment and refer our equipment to their patients. And again, today, I just want to remind everybody, you know, if you buy anything from us today, you got to use that code Groundhog online, or, you know, call us directly at the office, and you get that additional 15% discount on top of the specials. And in the case of the Ready Pure, brings that product down to $295, which is a tremendous, tremendous deal. I mean, if there was a better barter item in that price range, I don't know what it would be. And a lot of us could definitely use an additional unit for another family member. So check that out. That's today only. And that's going to be promotional code Groundhog on checkout, or you can call the office direct. And that number to reach us here is area code 336 336- 425-1015.
Okay. All right. Give that number again slowly.
It's 336-525-1015.
Absolutely. I've noticed that younger people in their 30s, especially in 20s, a lot of them talk way too fast, don't they?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm certainly probably one of those. I mean, I grew up in New York, so, you know, if you had something to say, you wanted to get it out fast. Because okay. You didn't know what was going to happen next.
Right. I was just looking at a photograph a friend of mine sent to me, an electric car charging station. This would be in a remote area where the power grid is not handy. It's powered by a 350 kW diesel generator.
Right.
Listen carefully. I'm going to give some numbers here. I may repeat these again slowly. It takes 3 hours to fully charge an automobile to go 200 miles. That and the diesel generator takes 12 gallons per hour. So that's 36 gallons of fuel to charge up a car that go 200 miles. That works out to 5.6 miles per gallon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, common sense is not all that common. And most people don't go through the logic to see, you know, what's – I mean, I've seen everything from, you know, people have these electric vehicles. They carry a small generator with them in case they have to use it, you know, to recharge the battery. I mean, it's just crazy.
Right,
and then, you know, I mean, I've seen my truck's a 2015. It's a pretty high-end vehicle, you know, diesel vehicle. And the only problems I've ever had with it have been electrical, you know, and some of them are very significant. I mean, you've got to replace a board, a computer. It's hundreds of dollars. I mean, I had to replace an LCD screen on the dashboard. It was $1,500 to replace that screen. And I was lucky that they had the part in stock because, you know, this last couple of years, a lot of these parts were unavailable. And you look at the price and, you know, when I was growing up, we had a vehicle. It was easy to work on it ourselves. Even if you didn't know much, you could access everything. Today, I mean, you're a victim, you know, to these higher end diagnostic systems, and they're a fortune. And, you know, it used to be, well, it was $150 diagnostic fee now at the dealership. If anything goes wrong, you want to check out a warning code. It's $150 down. And that's for one code. If you've got two things wrong, they want to charge you another $150. I couldn't believe that when I encountered that about a month ago. Not only that, I'm going down the highway. The truck has like 65,000 miles on it. It's behaving fine. I go to hit the brakes, and the brakes don't work. And I come to find out it's because they have a plastic piston inside of one of the front calipers. I'm sure it's the same on the back calipers. I mean, think about that. You've got an F-350 diesel vehicle designed to, you know, tow tremendous weight, and they build the calipers with plastic pistons that can shatter and cause a complete leakage of the entire brake system. I mean, this is what we're encountering now, you know, with this supposed high technology. Great when it works, terrible when it doesn't. And I see a lot of issues with that moving forward.
Well, educate me here. Now, for decades, many decades, since hydraulic brakes got introduced, I think in the mid to late 1930s, they had two pistons with two separate systems, one for the front two brakes and one for the back two brakes. Is that no longer the case?
We're not talking about the main, you know, the main, what is it called? What's the main brake reservoir system called? I'm talking about the pistons that are inside of the calipers that actually grip.
Oh, on the brakes, on the
That's
on
right.
The wheels
yeah,
themselves.
The caliper that grips the disc.
All right.
So, I mean, it shattered. And when it did, it caused an eruption in the boot, and all the hydraulic fluid leaked out. And it was 20 minutes later that the light came on and said the brake fluid was low.
Amazing. Amazing. We have a bottom of the hour break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
my website is thelibertyman.com. With the able assistance of my new webmaster, we now have archives at BitChute, Facebook, Brighteon. I believe Rumble will be back up and running today. We're having issues with YouTube, again, with censorship. I shut down YouTube for about a year. We may have to do some mitigation of terminology. Anytime we talk about COVID, the clot shot, vaccinations, they won't allow my shows to be posted on YouTube. So it's a work in progress. Got some new things posted at my humor section today. That'll be fun. Updates at the latest intelligence briefing. And, of course, the products that will help you get your life back, such as the energy cleaner. If you have arthritis issues, you need an energy cleaner. You really do. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line for the energy cleaner is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. And Kirk, we got a caller and holder. We got Doug in Texas. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, John. Morning, Kirk. Wanted to call in and encourage everyone to reach out to Kirk Finney and his wife, Kathy, on the ReadyPure system. I've received mine as well as the Helix Energizer water system, and I'll tell you what, you will not find two finer people anywhere to work with. And I tell you, being in the middle of an ice storm in Texas now and being a prepper myself and knowing that I've got good, clean water, good filtered water, it's reassuring. And again, I just encourage everybody with the times we live to really reach out and support companies like John's and Kirk's, because, again, we just won't find finer people.
All right. Well, thank you, Doug. We appreciate that very much. Thank you for the call.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Doug. Love to you and Jill. Stay warm.
Thank you, sir.
We got an interesting news item here, Kirk. This gentleman who was beaten and died in Memphis, Tyree Nichols, apparently he was dating the woman who had the child of one of the officers. In the modern parlance, called the baby mama. And apparently he had some, there was some social media attention to this, photographs exchanged and so forth. There's a high likelihood that this officer knew Tyree Nichols. In fact, he most likely did know Tyree Nichols. And that changes the focus, the entire story, doesn't it, Kirk?
Oh, I mean, no doubt. I mean, we see this over and over again. These incidences have interconnected players that have relationships outside of the incident, which, you know, is a million to one odds that something like that would happen. And we saw that with that other, what was the choking incident? The police officer that put his arm or his knee on the
George Floyd.
There you go. Yeah, there was a connection issue there also between that officer and the victim. You know, they were together in a bar. They both worked for the same bar. One was a bouncer.
I know they did both work there, but I'm not sure it was at the same time, but it may have been. Of course, George Floyd killed himself. He had enough dope in him to kill almost two healthy males. He was really doped up, and he killed himself with a drug overdose. And I haven't talked about it much recently, but a police martial arts instructor in the Czech Republic did a video demonstration where he laid on the ground, and another man placed his knee on the neck in the same manner that the officer placed his neck on George Floyd and put all his weight there. He lifted his other leg off the ground, was not supporting his body weight with his hands. His entire weight was on the knee, on the neck of the martial arts instructor on the ground. And the martial arts instructor is laying there facing the camera, talking in a normal voice, not in any distress or in any pain or suffering. The knee on the neck was a police approved control method, and I don't want to dwell on this too much longer, but they did not release the earlier video of George Floyd sitting in the back of the police car, handcuffed, saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." They didn't release that until the cities had burned and these people had been murdered. If they had, that would have changed the entire nature of the national discussion, because it's well known that when you're dying from the type of drug that George Floyd took, one of the well-known symptoms is you feel like you can't breathe. But they held back that video instead of releasing it immediately, didn't they, Kirk?
Yeah, I mean, John, do you think that there's a connection? Do you think these things are actually orchestrated and planned, you know, by a stage manager? Quote,
well,
you know, slash intelligence, you know, officer. I mean, you think there's a connection there between these things, or do you think they just happened?
Well, as far as Tyree Nichols, I think it was a matter of happenstance that these two men knew each other, planning really? Advance I live in a world of evidence. Unless I see evidence, it's just speculation. So
I think you're right, but I think, you know, to a great degree, life is speculation. And, you know, I just, to me, I just, I mean, understanding proportions and ratios the way that I do, because I work with them every day, I'm getting to the point now where I really don't believe in the normal coincidence. I think most of the time, you know, things are related. And I find so many peculiarities, you know, with all of these incidents that come up that are really promoted, you know, by the mainstream. And that's not to take away the fact that there's some awful, you know, officers out there. I mean, I'm sure there's many more great police officers. Thank God for them. I'm sure there's some that step over the line. This happens in every industry and every business. But I mean, these incidences where you see these inconsistencies between various videos they're shot, and, you know, the victim and the assailant, you know each other. I mean, it's just, I find that bizarre. I find that impossible to believe that there isn't some underpinning, you know, of control behind these things that are designed to just push a narrative to force us to psychologically feel a certain way. I mean, if you can manipulate people's attitudes, you can control them. And I think we're seeing that. I mean, all these consistencies, you know, we have these economic issues that happen, these, as Ed Griffin would say, booms and busts, you know, that are clearly controlled. We see these things happen. And after every one of them, we see some kind of a war conflict to take people's mind off of that and put it over here. And then you analyze these conflicts, you know, these war conflicts, like what's going on now in Ukraine. There's just so many inconsistencies. I mean, this latest article that came out today that talked about, you know, Hunter Biden's affiliation with that lab operation in Ukraine. I mean, come on. I mean, look at, I mean, just, and I'm not saying that Hunter Biden is the only criminal, you know, related to politicians. I mean, it goes across the board. I mean, it's almost like a criminal cartel. I mean, at this point, in many ways. And people need to wake up. You know, we need to wake up. And I think to a great degree, we need to stand up, not in a violent way, but in a oratory written any way that we can to wake more people up, because that is the only hope that we have, you know, for changing anything that we see going on, is to make sure that our brothers and sisters are awake with the right information, at least to be inquisitive. I mean, you know, who's to say what's right and wrong? I would never suggest that. But I think that when people are inquisitive on a continuing basis, they're going to be able to, you know, divine the facts in any situation. And I think that's crucial. I mean, if anything is missing, I think it's that. I think a lot of people are just lazy mentally, and they're going to believe what they see. They're going to believe what their friends say, rather than actually taking the investigation, you know, to the depths that it deserved. Somebody said, I don't know who said this quote, but they said that all a man's difficulties are a result of him not being able to sit quietly in his house and read a good book. And I think to because reading is fundamental, right?
It is.
Not
it
to
is,
coin
absolutely.
A phrase. Very important. I mean, because it causes you to think a lot more than if you're just watching the tube and seeing this barrage of images and words. And, you know, it's like these drug commercials that we see constantly on the news channels. You see all these happy people, you know, excited and almost like a party-like scenario. And then they run into the litany of side effects. And I look at those things and I think, you know, why would somebody take a drug that you know that all of these things can happen? And this is just what they're telling you. I mean, what about what they're not telling you? And it's just, I don't know. I mean, whole foods, whole water, exercise and sunlight, you know, my keys to, you know, to good health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not agree more. Do a segue here. I was reading an interview with a college female swimming athlete expressing her dismay at having her dreams shattered and the dreams of all these other young ladies who trained years and years to get scholarships and attain the status of a champion swimmer, only to have that taken away from them by a man pretending to be a woman, a mentally ill man pretending to be a woman. And I understand mental illness on one hand. On the other, I don't understand the authorities going along with the mental illness and complying with the mental illness and destroying the hopes and dreams and scholarship chances for these young ladies. It's everything's upside down, isn't it, Kirk?
It is. And again, all of these things serve the masses to remain very confused and very afraid to speak their mind because of the possibility of insulting somebody or going against, you know, a political line, you know, or theory that's being promoted at the time. Nobody wants to speak out about what's really going on because they're afraid of being criticized. And folks, let me tell you what. The only way that I know that you can ever achieve what you want and your dreams is to get past that afraid of being criticized, because, you know, we're not looking for approval from everybody. We're looking to be able to go to bed at night and feel like we did the best job that we can. And at the end of the day, you know, it's not, in my opinion, it's not going to be how many damn it to hells you say, or, you know, how many drinks you take or don't drink. It's going to be one thing and one thing only, and that's how many people, you know, lived a good life because of your influence. Crucial. And many of us have got talents that we don't even realize, and they're hidden away because we're not willing to step out and get beyond our comfort zone. You know, everything good that ever happened to me in my life came from a result of failing first over and over and over again and persevering to get through that block. And we have to do that. And it's a shame that more people, you know, they don't teach this stuff in high school, which they should. I mean, you know, I graduated late from my high school. I went to work at 16 full time to support the family. My father had passed away. My mother was doing what she could. But I went to work almost full time at 16. But I graduated from high school. I did it a little bit late, you know, in August, because I had to go to summer school for some classes that I missed. And it was my chemistry teacher, Mr. Wiggins, who I couldn't stand in the normal chemistry class. He would come visit me at the restaurant where I worked, you know, full time. And he would teach me life lessons about, and he was a vet, and he would teach me life lessons about what he learned and the importance of perseverance and how the real definition of success, you know, was really the journey. It wasn't a result. You know, it was continuing to persevere and what you learned and got out of those challenges that made you who you were, you know, that defined your character. And a lot of us today, I mean, God, I don't think you could find a teacher in a common public school that would do the things that these few teachers at the end of my life in that high school did. And it was not only him, but it was an English teacher that taught the homeroom class, you know, of that summer school group. Phenomenal people. And you know, I don't even know that they were selected for those jobs. You know, maybe it was God that, you know, put them in that place at that time. But I mean, I got a tremendous value out of that I never would have gotten otherwise. You know, thank God for them and many others, you know, John, like you, that have influenced my life in a great way.
Well, I had high school teachers that had a strong, positive, permanent influence on my life also. And that's, you know, you get out of high school what you put into it. And it's everybody's got their own experience, obviously. And it sounds like chemistry teacher had your best interest at heart, didn't he?
Oh, he did. I just think he was a great man, a great man. You know, I hated his chemistry class, but he was a great man. I still remember some of it, but it just, you know, organic chemistry wasn't my thing.
Right. Well, I avoided science and math to the best of my ability in high school. I was on the football field every moment I could, or on the track. That was my reason for living back then, it seemed like. But getting back to the topics at hand, I want to keep encouraging people to please consider getting active locally. If your school board is filled up with socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, you need to be on that school board. If you have an opening in your local Republican Central Committee, fill up that opening. If there is a conservative Christian running for office in your county or running for school board, support that person. They need time, obviously, they need money. These little campaigns typically run on very tight budgets of just a few $100s. They don't have a whole lot of money typically. And these candidates can make a huge difference, whether you run yourself or whether you support somebody to get in those offices. I'm not ready to give up. You know, Tucker Carlson was talking last night about the possibility of World War III. World War III is a definite possibility on one hand. On the other, don't give up. at the local level, right, Kirk?
Absolutely. I think you're right about that, John. I think, you know, one of the only places most of us can make a difference is, as you say, at that local level. You know, very, very important. I had a little bit of stint, you know, a few years back with the Republican committee here in the town, and the man that ran it that was tremendous passed away about 2 years ago, unfortunately. I haven't been back since, but I need to go back to those meetings. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. Well, these counties are divided up into political subdivisions. In Missouri, we call it townships. In our county, Crawford County, we have a lot of vacancies. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by. They seem to do that, don't they?
They do. They do. I want to make sure everybody realizes that today is an extra special day in celebration of Groundhog Day. We're offering an extra 15% off. That's on top of the $100 off discount on ReadyPure, which brings that price down low, low. So this is the day to buy. And if you're on our email list, look out for that email. And if not, you can always give us a call direct to the office, 336-525-1015.
Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and have a one-day sale on energy cleaners in honor of Groundhog's Day.
All right.
25% $25 off energy cleaners and 25% off the mattress pads. And I take care of fulfilling the order. If you call my order line, just place your order. I take care of the discount manually myself. So it's kind of fun to do these things, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we've got Valentine's Day coming up too. And so that's pretty exciting. It's usually a pretty good day for us. You know, a lot of times husbands, you know, want to buy water systems for the house or vice versa, you know, with the wife, and kind of gives them an excuse to, you know, spend that money and take advantage of those savings.
Let's see if we can squeeze one more call in here. Almost out of time. Amit in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Mr. Finney. I just want to make a couple of comments on what you have been discussing. About half an hour ago, you were discussing about the automotive issue. I go to an independent automotive workshop maybe for the last 20, 25 years. So he has already reduced his hours because not enough people are available, skilled enough to do that work with hand. So he said people today are only working with software and computers, so on and so forth. So I think I have already mentioned it to you. The second thing is that he has stopped taking models of Mercedes-Benz and BMW because they have a lot of software and they force them to buy updates which are so expensive that they cannot recover with enough repair work that it can be justified. And the second thing was about evidence. Even in criminal law, we have just beyond reasonable doubt. There's rarely smoking gun evidence, and one has to make an inference. For example, if you're looking for a birth certificate for Mr. Trudeau, you'll not get that. So that's all, and thank you again for taking
the call. Same exact thing happening here with the local repair place that we've used for years.
Okay.
You know, hence turning to the dealer.
That's right. That's what does direct people to dealer. Kirk, thank you. We'll have you back next Thursday. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Excited. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Top of the hour break. Back to Dr. Horowitz. Thank you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.